Joining us now is the trainer of the only horse that's going to contest all three legs of the Triple Crown this year. And I know this doesn't get old. Hall of Famer, Steve Asmussen. Steve, it's Anthony Stabile and Christina McManigal here on Express Bet Radio. Thanks for some time this afternoon.
Oh, glad to be here. Glad to be here.
That Hall of Fame thing doesn't get old, right?
No, I like it's permanent. That's a good, it has a nice ring to it.
It has a nice ring, and it was justly definitely deserved. That was one of the highlights of my career. Two of the highlights of my career were, you probably don't remember this, but I was standing next to you when you watched Rachel win the Preakness, and I got to broadcast for HRN your induction speech last year. One of the greatest things I've ever heard. So it was an honor to be here. Thanks again for coming on. Good old looking at Lee. Looking for his first two-turn win tomorrow in the test of the champion. It's been a long and winding road to Belmont Park for him.
Yes, it has. I just can't tell you how much respect I have for looking at Lee and his durability, his qualities, his mental toughness. And I would sure love to see him rewarded with an elite victory like the Belmont Stakes.
When he made that move up the inside in the Derby, and he always comes, that's one thing about him, he always comes with that late run. Did you think for a split second you were going to finally get the roses?
I thought he was a winner, and you're only focused, you're watching the race, and when you saw him move inside the gray horse about the 3/8 pole and got to the quarter pole so easily, I thought I was going to win the Derby. I went for 2 weeks after the race thinking I still had a shot to win the Derby. But he gave us a tremendous thrill. I was amazed at how well he came out of that effort, and just with the same energy level. And he's just spoiled us with how durable and how tough he is. But I think it will take a victory in the Belmont for him to get the acclaim that I think that he deserves.
Steve, I'm a huge Looking at Lee fan, and as Anthony already mentioned, his only two victories did come going around one turn. And you sometimes see horses, they have that big kick going shorter distances, but stretching out to a mile and a half. Are you concerned at all?
Oh, very much so. I think at a mile and a half, you cannot have obstacles. With an evenly matched group of horses from a talent level, I think Creator's a great example of that last year. We celebrate his victory, and you watch the replay. I've watched it hundreds of times. There are so many subtle little things that went perfect for him to get up and win by a nose, and he's crowned the Belmont champion. We need similar circumstances for Lee. You need things to go your way. You need the racetrack to be planned for whatever part of it you're on, and for the seas to part and it to get done.
What will you be telling Irad? He's never been aboard this horse. What will you be telling him in the paddock?
I've spoke with Irad quite a few times about the horse and the race and the day. Just the confidence, just instilling the confidence in the horse that I have in him. Just what his demeanor's like, what he's willing to do. I think Irad's the perfect fit for Looking at Lee in the Belmont Stakes, just like I thought Corey Lannery was the perfect fit for him in the Kentucky Derby. Looking at Lee's going to do and go anywhere you want to. I just want somebody on him who knows where they want to go.
Talking with Hall of Famer Steve Asmussen, you mentioned Gerard Ortiz Jr. Yeah, looking for lightning to strike twice. Made the move to Gerard to Creator last year. You just looking for a little familiarity with Big Sandy?
Well, absolutely. Belmont Park is such a unique racetrack in so many ways and so many nuances to it. And I think that is exactly what we're doing. We just want to play in the hot hand. And I feel like looking at Lee's a lot of horse and put him in the capable hands of somebody who knows what they want to do with it. We're looking to have success.
Thinking about changing anything tomorrow, Steve? People talk about the pace of this race and how they sort themselves out going a mile and a half. Any intentions of maybe being closer than usual? You're just going to let him do his thing?
You let him do his thing. And in con- Kentucky in the Kentucky Derby at Churchill. I thought he was away well from the one hole. He did not get away well in the Preakness across the side of the gates and put him in a pursuit. I thought that it jeopardized his finish considerably. But I think, you know, with the Belmont, with how durable this horse is, we know he has plenty innings with the bottom in the previous races that he's had. The weather's been perfect in New York this week. The horse is very sharp. I think a clean break puts him naturally in a better position. But we've got faith in looking at Lee. And if they're going fast, they'll be a long ways away from him. If they're not, they won't be far away from him. But he's got a big rhythm. I think who he is physically suits Belmont Park. And I'm excited about our chances.
You mentioned a well-matched field. One or two in here you fear more than the others, perhaps?
Absolutely. You know, you're involved in racing. You have an opinion. I feel that Taprit's the horse to beat in this race. He just looks great right now. Being by Taprit, obviously I'm a huge fan of Taprit, him having so many previous Derby winners. I think he would be the horse that stands out watching him train going into the Belmont.
We had Todd on a little earlier. You guys duked it out in 2007 on the racetrack with Rags to Riches and Curlin. The filly got the best of Curlin that day. Last year, Creator nails Destin. You ready for the rubber match?
Absolutely. Todd is an outstanding horseman, and feels what a great opportunity, and I'd love for it to come down to that.
All right, well, Steve, we know you're busy in three of the races tomorrow, a couple of stakes, including good old Looking at Lee in the 149th Belmont Stakes. We'll let you go. Thank you so much for some time today, and we'll talk to you down the line.
I appreciate it.